We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan, on the fan, Joe and Evan, on WFAN.
Hi, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts. Of course, we're live in a living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Of course, the Mike Francesa chair. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at the 1 o'clock, CMB comes your way. Mike after that. Dov Kramer back from supervising his daughter's wedding night. And Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. I mean, we got to start with that because, you know, Dov's daughter got married on Sunday. And mazel tov to his daughter and his new son-in-law and all of that. And then yesterday, where the hell was Dov? So the only thing that I could think of is that, you know, either he, A, went on the honeymoon with his daughter, which could have happened. You know, he probably paid for it. And the other thing was, you know, all right, well, maybe he was hanging around, you know, just to make sure things got off to a good start on the wedding night. I mean, I don't know. So I didn't understand why you weren't here yesterday, Dove.
It's very simple. Yesterday was the first day of sleepaway camp for two of my sons.
Oh, uh-oh.
So it was unrelated to the wedding.
Unrelated to the wedding. I drove up my youngest son.
Oh, you did? Okay.
He has celiac, so he has special food needs.
Okay,
up with special food, make sure it's all set up.
Right.
His first sleepaway experience, I took the day off for that.
You know what the biggest problem Doe faces? Tyler Bett did a hell of a job yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you could be Wally Pippen right now.
You could be.
I mean, Bett has a little Gehrig in him.
He does. But I want to get back to, did the wedding go off well?
Thank God.
Everything was great? Nice. She's happy? She's out of the house now? You're sure about that, right?
Yes. She still has stuff in the room to clean out.
Okay.
We'll see how fast that happens.
So right now at the Kramer household, you have a daughter that's out. She's got married. You got two sons that you shipped off to camp.
Right.
How long are they gone? The rest of the summer?
No, for a month.
Oh, only a month. So how many kids are you down to in the house now? Like six?
Three.
Okay. How's Goldie holding up? She all right? Was she emotional at the wedding, Goldie?
Yeah, we all were.
Okay.
She was teary walking our daughter down the aisle.
Right.
She actually sprained her knee on Friday.
Your wife sprained her knee on Friday. Now, how'd she do that?
On the treadmill.
On the treadmill. Okay.
So dancing on Sunday was a little tough for her, but.
All right.
But she battled through it.
Right. You were out there dancing, Dove?
I was.
Boy, I loved it. Let me tell you right now. I would love to see Dove dance. Would you love to see Dove dance?
Yes.
You know what else?
There is video.
Is there?
Oh, good. Yes. YouTube, baby.
You know what else I'd like to see dance?
Francesa.
No, Chernoff.
Oh, Chernoff.
Oh, my God. Come on. Can you actually see Chernoff, busting a move somewhere?
No. Having a beard, too.
Well, he never had a beard, ever. But, I mean, you know, Mike, I could actually see dancing a little bit. I can't, you know, Mark, forget about it.
I think Mike danced at my wedding.
Did he?
Yeah, slow dance. He wasn't, you know,
he wasn't doing a moonwalk.
No, but I think him and his wife had a very romantic slow
dance.
Okay. Which is very nice.
That's good.
It was very sweet.
Anyway.
Well, congrats, Dove.
Yeah, congrats. Dove, we're glad you're back.
Yeah, we are.
Thank God.
As good as Tyler did, you know what? We miss you, Dove.
Thank God,
we
Dove's
need
back.
Someone screaming at us to go to break
right.
on time.
Right, exactly.
It's very, very important.
Exactly right.
I have to admit, I don't know if you'll admit it. I don't know if you'll admit it, but I will admit it.
What, did I watch the Met game last night?
Well, as much as I hate interleague play, and I do, last night is an example of one of the goods of interleague play.
Okay.
Because Yankees-Phillies.
Oh, the Yankee-Philly game. Yeah,
well, yeah, I'm not talking about Rays Nationals.
I know.
That's for sure.
Yeah, there is a, you know what? I agree with you because I was watching a lot of the Yankees because I just couldn't take the Mets anymore. I mean, you know. By the way, Luis Guillaume, is this guy a major league player?
No, he's not.
I mean, come on.
Answer your
question. Anyway, right. Of course not. But so I watched a lot of that, and there was some sex appeal to that game. There's a thing with the Phillies because they're in our division. Obviously, the Yankees, and playing in Philadelphia, I think even makes it better because you got the Philly crowd there.
Agreed.
You know, and although
good amount of Yankee fans.
Of course.
And how about that moron? How about that moron? And I tweeted
this
picture.
Which moron is that?
I'll show you the pictures. I'm not sure if you saw it, but I tweeted this last night. The Yes Network shows a picture of this jackass. You see
Oh, yeah,
this?
That's very much
half
so.
Half Philly, half that Yankee
is, that's
shirt.
That's beyond.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a joke.
Bro, what are you doing?
That's one of those guys going to say, well, you know, the Yankees are my American League team.
Oh, stop
I mean,
it.
What are you talking
Give
about?
Give me a break. There's stop a guy it. With the audacity, and the Yes Network shows this guy in the second inning, who has a cut-off Yankee shirt, not even a jersey, and a cut-off Philly shirt, pasted together as
Terrible.
One shirt.
No, it's horrible.
The Phillies and the Yankees?
It's horrible.
Give me a break. But I'll tell you another reason why it's special. Not only are both teams good,
right,
which helps.
Right.
But, and here's the key. If something doesn't happen all the time, and so something happens rarely, that makes it special.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
The Phillies haven't played the Yankees
since the World
in Philadelphia
Series?
Since the World Series.
Right.
Interleague play-wise, right. You got to go back, I think, to 06.
Mm.
You're talking about over a decade.
Why are they playing three with them? They play six with the Phillies this year?
No, just three.
Oh, that's it, just those
just
three games?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and there's nothing at Yankee Stadium.
Nothing at Yankee Stadium.
It's either four or three.
Right. Right.
Ooh, oh,
or in
I
the
see.
Yankee case, it's six.
Well, of course.
But when you keep these things
Actually,
special.
Actually, beat the Yankees. What is that last game they won?
Yes, it is.
No, the last
not
game
really.
They won at home.
At home, yes. The last game I was sitting in a building for to watch the Mets win.
Unbelievable.
But I think that's what makes it special. And it's funny because I was at the Met game last night because I'm a moron. And I had the Yankee game on the iPad. And you could sense the stark differences,
oh,
not
God.
Just between the teams, but the ballparks.
Of course.
I mean, Mets, Pirates, there's nobody there.
Right.
Everybody's bored.
Right.
Everybody's depressed.
Right.
The Yankee-Philly game had a postseason feel to it.
Definitely.
It really did.
No, I completely agree with that.
And it turned
was the atmosphere. You could tell just immediately the difference in the atmosphere.
There was this great atmosphere.
Yep.
They
yep.
sold the building out.
Yep.
And by
44,000,
the way,
yeah.
they're sold out all week for these three games.
I'm sure they
and
are.
And I understand why.
Of course.
The Yankees don't come
they never
to Philadelphia
go there.
A lot.
Right,
right. It's a big deal.
And the Phillies are good.
The Phillies are good. They're on the rise. The right. Yankees are the Yankees. Whether the Yankees
right.
are the Yankees or not, they're still the Yankees.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, of course.
Even if they're not 51-25, they're
right.
the Yankees.
Right.
And last night, here's the other thing that I liked, and I know Philly fans wouldn't agree. But it was a very good baseball game.
No, it was,
it was just
game.
A good game.
Yeah, the kid pitched great for them.
Well, Jonathan Loaiziga was outstanding.
Yep.
And Aaron Boone reveals
no
after the game, yeah, that good thing he gave up the hit because he was going to pull him out around 90.
Yeah.
He was not going to let him
right,
go very
right.
deep
well,
into this game.
The guy wasn't pitching. He wasn't going nine for a no-hitter.
No,
that.
That's not happening in 2018.
No.
But he gives up that hit to Alfaro to start the sixth inning. And then we saw Booney. And I there's some things I liked. There was one thing I'd question. He was very aggressive in his bullpen usage last night. He goes to David Robertson mm-hmm. to get big outs in
right,
the sixth
right.
inning, and
yeah.
Robertson got it, including...
Yeah. He did give up the one run, but... Yeah.
Well, that was the next inning.
Right.
But when he
right.
came in to clean up the Loaiziga inning, he got guys out, including Rhys Hoskins, who, after the at-bat, got into it with a fan. You see
oh,
this?
Did he? No, I didn't know that.
Well, Hoskins strikes out.
Right.
The ball gets away. A fan's yelling
Oh, that's
at
right.
him.
He didn't really run to first base.
Right, and Hoskins
right.
yells
right.
back at him. I think he said, so why don't you try to hit or something of that nature.
Oh, God.
But to Hoskins' credit, he apologized after the game.
Yeah.
And he realized.
Can't get into it with the fans.
Especially in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, anywhere, but you can't.
You know what, though? If you're a Marlin and you yell at some dope in the stands, that story will go away in 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
It's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Philadelphia and New York, we have a lot in common.
Boston, too. Right.
Don't be yelling at fans. And Rhys Hoskins is going to be a guy that the fans are going to love in Philadelphia because he's probably going to be there for the next 10
right,
years and 35
right.
home runs a year.
Right.
But Robertson did a really good job getting out of that inning. Now he continues on, and we see the aggressiveness of using Dellin Betances to get that final out of the seventh inning, which is great because Betances got the out. I think that's when he struck out Alfaro with the nasty curveball. I think that was the at-bat. But then he brings Betances back for the eighth inning, which I understand. He didn't throw a lot of pitches. But we saw a very different Dellin Betances in the eighth inning. And we've seen that all year, that when Dellin comes back for another inning, he's not the same guy.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Now, maybe it hurt him that he actually took an at-bat and was
yeah,
just...
Yeah, that didn't look very... that at-bat was, you know, wasn't very good.
Well,
he looked like he had a problem with that at-bat. You know,
well,
he wasn't feeling well.
Well, you know what Dellin Betances reveals after the game? He says he doesn't take batting practice. Why should he? Because of that.
Yeah, I
That's
guess.
Why.
The only thing I'll say to that in his defense is how often, even in an interleague game, did the relief pitcher hit? It doesn't happen.
I agree it's rare, But I think that's one of the problems here with interleague play. I think American League teams should have all their pitchers take BP at least a couple of times.
Yeah.
How much time does that really take?
Yeah, no,
because then, you know, you talk about the risk of injury. Don't you think Dellin Betances is risking an injury when he's swinging the bat like he's Gary Sheffield? He never swings?
I think CeCe, when we had CeCe on last week, he actually said that. I mean, I think that's part of it. You know, at least the National League hitter, the National League pitchers, it's different because they know they're going to hit. They prepared that they're going to hit. Where that's not the case in the American League, guys. What?
But all you've got to do is take BP. Well, does it take that long?
I only, what do you want me to do? I have no control over this.
I'm not that old, but I remember in the late 90s when interleague play first started, I remember seeing American League pitchers take BP. About 2 weeks before interleague play, they'd start taking batting practice. Look. What's going on in 2018?
You know it's coming. It's coming.
I know it's coming. And then you look at the situation and you say, and I think Cone mentioned it on the broadcast, hey, he should lay down a bunt. Listen. That guy can't swing the bat.
Yeah, right.
You think he can bunt?
Right.
He can't do anything. Right. You know what Dellin Betances was better off doing?
Just taking pitches?
Yes. Because if memory serves correct, if you go all the way back to 09, the night Mariano Rivera saved, what was his 500th game, his 1,000th game?
He walked in a run that game.
Yes.
RBI, too.
He walked in a run, his first career RBI that night at Citi Field, shocking
enough. Well, of course.
Against Frankie Rodriguez. And I don't think Mariano swung the bat. Yeah, I think he stood there. It was very intelligent. So if you're never going to take batting practice and you're never going to work on bunts, you're not going to do any of this stuff, then instead of Dellin Betances imitating Gary Sheffield, because he was.
Right.
He was imitating Gary Sheffield, which is funny because I admit, when I play baseball on Sundays, I imitate different guys every day.
I used to do it all the time. Yeah. When I was a kid, sure. I had everybody's batting stance down.
I switch off between three guys. You ready?
Good.
It's so random.
Good.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
John Olerud.
Olerud.
And Matt Carpenter. Okay. Those are my three guys. All lefties, obviously.
Right. I was going to say all left-hand hitters.
Yeah. And I have my most success with Matt Carpenter, believe it or not.
Interesting.
But Betances is imitating Sheffield. He's wiggling the bat. He's taking a big cut.
That's about the only thing he reminds you of at the plate with Sheffield.
You know who also reminded me of Sheffield last night? Giancarlo, because
Giancarlo had a big hit in this game too. That base hit drove in a couple runs.
He gets that base
hit
with the bases
loaded. He's starting to find it, Giancarlo.
He really is. And when you look at that base hit, now if the infield's back, it's probably a double play,
right,
but whatever.
Right.
He hit that baseball so freaking hard that for a second I thought I was at Veterans Stadium watching it go off the carpet. Did you see the way that ball jumped?
Yeah.
That's not even human.
Yeah. Well, look at the guy.
Oh my God, he's an Adonis.
He really is.
That's what he is.
Yep.
But he hits, and even the base hit he had earlier in the game, he had a ground ball to the right side, and nobody was there because, of course, the shift was on.
Right.
He hit that ball so hard, the center fielder got it, and Giancarlo was halfway to first base. I mean, he hits the baseball as hard as anybody besides Sheffield.
He does.
Because Sheffield was the other guy.
He really could hit it hard.
Oh, my God.
His exit velo is very high.
Through the roof. Whatever his exit velo
is. He's got to lead the majors in exit velo.
He's got to. Because those hits are ground balls that for a second I thought was on carpet the way it exploded and just shot right through. But Betances looks shaky in that second inning. I think if I'm Boone, I got to be careful about using him in situations like that. I know it worked. He did have to go to Chapman to get a big out.
Wait, which he did.
Well, off the bat. I don't know about you. I thought that was going out.
Yeah. Like, he did give up the home run to Franco. It didn't matter.
At that point,
Out, nobody on.
Two outs, nobody on.
Right.
You're up by
three.
No big deal. But he comes in to face Carlos Santana, and the first pitch he threw off the bat, it looked very good. Off the bat, I thought it was a home run. Then you see where it's going. It's not going out. Maybe it's over the left fielder's head, over Giancarlo's head. But that's the one thing about Betances. We've seen it this year, and the guy's been great. So I'm not criticizing
him at all.
There's
a lot of guys like that. There's a lot of guys that are great for one inning, and when you try to get two out of them, you're pushing the envelope.
Well, what's funny is he wasn't technically trying to get two out of him because all he did was get one out to end previous inning.
I understand.
But it's almost the break of sitting down and then coming back.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he looked a little shaky in that eighth inning, but hey, the truth is everybody picked each other up. I mean, Robertson picks up Loaisiga, I should say. Betances picks up Robertson. Chapman picks up Betances. Yep. And the New York Yankees have themselves a bounce-back victory.
Yeah. Big night. Judge hit a big home run. His 20th. Stanton with the two RBI base hit. Stanton, I think, is up to 19 homers and 46 RBIs now. The guy is easily going to hit 40 and 100.
He's putting up the numbers.
There's no doubt about it.
He's going to put up the numbers.
There's no question about it.
And right now he's hitting, like you mentioned, and without Gary Sanchez in the middle of the order,
he's out for a month.
Yeah. You need that from those two guys.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.